One of the biggest tourist attractions on the Oregon coast is Haystack Rock. I'm looking at pictures now. Wow, a monolithic rock at the edge of the ocean, covered in grass, surrounded by tidal pools. But the main thing visitors want to see is the puffins who live there. A volunteer has styled himself as the Puffin Man to help tourists reach their goal. Our intrepid correspondent Kirk Sigler went to Haystack Rock to meet him.
In a fleece vest, clutching binocs, meet Art Brotzeit.
Yeah, I've just recently been called by the locals the Puffin Man.
He's one of tens of thousands of volunteers that the Park Service relies on every year to conduct wildlife field surveys, staff visitor centers, and things like this mobile interpretive center on the beach next to Haystack Rock. We're looking through a pair of high-powered spotting scopes trained on its grassy slopes.
They're up there somewheres.
Trying to spot the elusive tufted puffin.
I see them flying. There's one flying there. A lot of times what happens is they come right out of their burrow and they just take flight.
This is about as far south as you'll still find the puffins, which burrow in and nest on this rock in the summer. They're cute. They're black bellies, a bright orange bill, black and white faces, and the yellow tuft, which looks like a strand of coiffed blonde hair. The males and females grow the tufts during the mating season.
For such a small bird, they're pretty tough because they live out 100 miles off the shoreline here. And the young ones, you know, they'll spend the first 4 years out there.
Art volunteers out here all summer and has met people who have trekked long distances to see these birds.
Everybody wants to come here and see puffins. I've had people that specifically go to Iceland to see puffins and don't see them. And, you know, I have them down here and I try my best to give them a view of a puffin.
There used to be hundreds of puffins nesting on this rock. This summer, the official count is 30. One reason, their food source is becoming harder to reach due to climate change.
The puffin's a diving bird. They dive down typically 40 to 60 feet. And so the fish, you know, the upper water, the upper parts of the ocean are warming. So the fish go down deeper into colder water, and a lot of the birds just can't reach them.
So you'd better come see the tufted puffin while you still can.
Oh, I see a bird.
Dude, that bird's chilling.
There are plenty of other birds to see, too. Cormorants, black oyster catchers, cliff swallows.
Oh, there's a bald eagle. There's a bald eagle right there.
Art says Haystack Rock is the eagle's dinner table, so most of the other birds take flight. The eagles, the puffins, the waves, and especially the tide pools beneath Haystack Rock are a hit with kids like Connor Rebulkin. Connor is visiting from British Columbia, and it's his first time seeing Haystack Rock.
I'd like to live up there. Yeah. Wouldn't you?
Sure.
Up there, they're the black and white ones that kind of resemble a penguin.
Okay.
So right now I'm not seeing any puffins, but...
Art Brotzeit says whether he's out looking for puffins or just answering questions from beachgoers, his is a great summer gig.
If I can spark interest in one or two young people, you know, to enjoy, you know, the outdoors and looking through binoculars and stuff like that, it's a good day for me.
Puffin Man is winding down his summer volunteer stint. Soon he'll look for another wild place to enjoy with visitors.
Oh, fantastic.
Family of science.
Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Cannon Beach, Oregon.